Kinship refers to how people are organized by descent and marriage. Those of you who have taken an introduction to anthropology class are aware that from the study of modern societies, we know that kinship can be reckoned through both parents, that is bilateral, or only through one, unilineal, and that some societies that practice unilineal kinship trace descent through the father, that is patrilineal, or mother, that is matrilineal. In terms of residence patterns, these can be either matrilocal, where groups of sisters and their families live together, or patrilocal, where brothers and their families live together or in proximity. How can we get at these differences archaeologically? We can't see marriage relationships, but we can look to the spatial arrangements of burials and houses to formulate ideas about kinship, especially if we're willing to lean on inferences from ethnography. Horticultural societies tend to be matrilineal, and people practicing matrilocal residence tend to live in larger houses that are often subdivided into smaller rooms for nuclear families. An extreme example is these Iroquois longhouses from the Northeast, where groups of sisters live together with their families under one roof. In contrast, people practicing patrilocal residence tend to live in smaller houses. This is true of most small-scale hunter-gatherers.